Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Tuesday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Monday. How much should we pay to host the America's Cup? Should we pay at all? Real tree, fake tree. That old argument's back again. And talking printers, awesome. But before any of that, this family that looks to be deported in Queenstown.
Tell us what you think's going on here, because this family's been in New Zealand for 8 years. I would have thought that they'd have applied for a residency or whatever. How does this work?
Well, these are the tragedies that emerge when people don't face up to the realities of what a temporary work permit is, Larry. Now, I don't know all about this family, but I'm prepared to take a small bet that the reason why they haven't applied for residence is because they're not eligible for residence. And for 8 years, this lady has, this family has been hanging on with a job that probably doesn't qualify for residence, or she doesn't have the skills for residence, and somebody has been saying, oh, she's a good worker, keep her on, keep her on. But at the end of the day, if you're not eligible for permanent residence, if you're only a visitor, you're only a visitor. And then you finish up with these tragedies, and it's going to fall on the minister's desk. And I'll tell you what, he's doomed if he does, and he's doomed if he doesn't.
Ah, it's always that way, isn't it? Rachel Smalley's been watching this case closely as well.
They'll be sent back to a country the children don't know, and where the medicine that Dinesha needs can't be accessed. Now, Queenstown locals, I thought this was remarkable. They took to the streets yesterday. A really big crowd of several hundred people marched through the centre, saying the family was a valuable part of the community there, and they urged authorities to rethink their stance. Now, an appeal has been lodged against the family's deportation, but the family can't work because their visas have been revoked. And the community is asking for the husband, Sam, to be issued a short-term work visa so that he can at least support his family while the appeal is being heard. Now, cases like this are difficult. And I know there are many out there listening at the moment who'll argue that if you let this family in, then you're setting a precedent. But I've always been uncomfortable with opening our borders to people for sometimes, and in this case, many years, until someone gets sick. And then we send them packing. Now, Dinesha developed MS while living in New Zealand. She didn't come here with MS. She's not what you would call a medical tourist who came here purely in the hope of seeking treatment on our health system. Like I said, the family has been here for 8 years and is contributing to our economy. And judging by the hundreds who walked through Queenstown streets yesterday to show their support, this is a much loved and valued family in the Queenstown community. Keep going, Queenstown. No one ever achieved anything by sitting on the fence. Keep showing your compassion. Keep fighting the fight. It doesn't feel very Kiwi to march this family to the border and send Dinesha, her husband and her three promising young sons on their way purely because Dinesha has developed MS. Maybe we should change the sign at border control. You're welcome until you get sick, and then we'll send you packing. But let's see what people power can do in Queenstown. I'm with the locals on this. This family has been here 8 years. I think they should be allowed to stay.
You see, sometimes she's a hard ass, sometimes she's a softie. Bit like Leighton Smith. Sometimes he's in a hard ass and sometimes he's a softie as well. Hard line on the America's Cup, though.
They say they're not shopping around for anywhere else. But, of course, if the answer came out in the end that Team New Zealand did uproot and go somewhere else, like Abu Dhabi, then I think that they would be hated more than anybody in sailing history. They would be despised, they would be hated, they would be demonstrated against, they would not be safe back in New Zealand. That is, if they did. I expect they won't. But it's got the publicity, that's the story, and I think that if nothing else, the message would have got through by now already. Mind you, not that these guys that have subjected themselves to all sorts of challenges in life would be shaken or moved. I mean, if you had $116 in your back pocket, $116 million in your back pocket, I mean, collectively, you'd pack up and go and live anywhere you want in the world, couldn't you? So, but if it turned out that was the way that it ended up, for no other reason than the money, whoever it was that said, and I think more than one person, New Zealand has supported this team lock, stock and barrel, been behind them emotionally, financially, followed them. Their name is Team New Zealand. And if they played the other game, I think we would want to disassociate ourselves with them. Just saying. But like I said, I don't think it'll happen.
And it does kind of have the feel of that time we thought we were going to get the Rugby World Cup, and then Australia nicked it off us because we couldn't get our shit together. It feels a bit like that. And of course, I don't care because I'm not really into the America's Cup, but some people seem to like it. Some people seem to like real Christmas trees as well for some reason.
And on a lighter note, because I'm all about the light and the shade. Christmas trees, it's that time. You know it, I know it. We put ours up yesterday. It was delightful. We were playing Christmas carols. My 2 3/4-year-old, Roman, did some decorations, put the decorations on the tree. Here's just a piece of advice. If you think you can get a 2 3/4-year-old to follow your view on putting the decorations not just on the one branch, but around the tree, distributing them, don't think too hard about that because it's not going to happen. They'll just do what they'll do what they see as correct. But you know the thing about our tree? It's fake. We bought the tree last year in a February sale. It's lovely. The lights are actually at the ends of the branches, so you don't have to hang lights on this tree. You just plug it into the wall. It doesn't smell of pine, I get you. But it also doesn't shed pine needles. And it doesn't go off like your natural Christmas trees do. So we love the fake Christmas tree. But I'm asking you, real or fake when it comes to Christmas trees? And why? I'll tell you why we go for fake. Because you store it, you put it up in a day, and you take it down, it goes back to its place. It's convenient. It's straightforward. It looks nice. We're in an apartment, so it doesn't take up too much room.
I don't even understand why this is up for discussion. If one thing makes you sneeze and one thing doesn't, you choose the thing that doesn't make you sneeze. Anyway, weird. We're going to finish up here with some more weirdness, tech weirdness.
The weird thing is, guys, it actually, the first one we got was for our printer.
The printer?
What?
Our printer was in our kitchen, which is next to our lounge.
Yeah.
And I wasn't home at the time, but my partner and oldest son was. And he actually rang me, quite terrified, because the big noise came through the printer.
Wow.
And then, I was saying, well, I did the whole, this is emergency thing and blah, blah, blah. But he actually freaked out a bit.
I bet he did.
And then he actually rang 111.
111. Oops.
But apparently they had a couple of calls like that. But yeah, it was very strange. It came through our printer, which wasn't hooked up to a computer or anything. It was just plugged into the wall.
That is bizarre.
So yeah, I was just listening, just wondered if there was any other strange ways that it came through. Not just the cell phone.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, I wonder if anybody else had it print. That is bizarre. Someone just texted her and said that they were at the mall when it happened and heard hundreds go off at once, and it would have been, and that it was completely surreal.
Well, yeah, but it was a voice and everything and siren.
Oh, really?
Well, it didn't get printed out. It was the voice.
Oh my lord!
It started off with the siren coming through, and then the voice, which same one comes through the phones.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, it is so, I thought it just printed the...
No, I knew what you meant. I thought that the siren would have come through the printer, but I didn't realise that you had voices.
The voice, that's when my son freaked out. This is an emergency. Yeah, it actually talked through our printer.
That's weird.
Who knew printers had speakers?
Well, ever since...
That's what me and my partner discussed, because we're a little bit open-minded. It's like, well... Can they hear us as well?
So this is what I've been trying to tell everybody. We've actually been under control of the robots for a very long time, but we just didn't realise it. That's the brilliant part of their plan. So just bow down to your robot overlords and it'll all be fine. I am Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Tuesday. I'll see you back here again for more tomorrow, as long as that's okay with the robots.